Now, here's another hard one to get across. Suppose there's an orchard over here, and a man comes by and he says to you, "Who owns that orchard?" And you you say, "Well, I'll show you the man." In a few minutes, the owner of the orchard comes walking by, and you point to him and say, "There's the man."
Who owns the orchard?
Or is that the way you would, you think you'd say it most of the time?
Yeah, that's the way I'm saying
it. And then...
Now some people might say that, would say it different, but I say, well, it's the man who owns the orchard.
Yeah. Well, I just
Well, that's the man it belongs to.
Yeah.
Either one would be correct.
Well, now, suppose, let's see. A boy comes walking along the street, and he's a boy who has a very rich father. And so you had been telling a friend of yours the day before about this boy that had his father was very rich. So this boy comes walking by, and you point to the boy and you say, "Say, look, there's
the son of this rich man."
Or there's the boy, what?
Who was an heirate to probably
again. Yeah. What do you call the seed of a cherry around here?
Cherry seed, I guess.
Stone.
Do you ever call it a stone? You ever call it? Well, what do you call the seed of a peach? Do you have any special name for it?
Peach seed.
That's what I would say. Some people would call it a kernel or something like that. But I always heard you call it a seed, too. Now, what about this small peach that's rather hard, not as soft as a bigger?
Plains.
And then the other kind of peach that's bigger.
Hope, so.
It has what?
Open stone.
What do you call the hard center of an apple inside where the seeds are?
Core.
And then what do you call, if you got a bunch of dried apples, chopped up, sliced up, that you're going to make a pie out of, what do you call it? Do you have any special name for, ever heard any special name for the little pieces of dried apple?
No, it just dried apples.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term snits?
No.
Little snits of apples.
No, never.
Dried up. What about the kind of nut that has a very hard, rough, black cover on it?
Walnut.
And what do you call that cover on the nut?
Hull.
You ever call them a shell or not?
No.
Always call it a hull. And the nut that grows under the ground?
Peanuts.
Yeah. You ever call those anything else?
No.
And what do you call this kind of fruit that you can put a hole in and squeeze the juice out?
Orange.
And if the little boy comes in the house and wants some of those oranges, and there are no more oranges left, his mother will say, "You can't have any because they're..." There are some places in the country where instead of saying they're all gone, they'd say the oranges are all, period. That's all they'd say. But that's mostly up north. It's not anywhere. I've never heard it say around here. What do you call the red vegetable that grows under the ground?
Beets.
Radish.
All right. Beets.